Hi everyone, welcome back to Healing Streams podcast. And if this is your first time joining us, where have you been? Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Healing Streams podcast where we talk about faith, healing, identity, discovery, hope and love. Be sure that you would have a transforming and a wonderful time on this podcast. My name is Akimbode Victoria Adula Mimi. And on today's episode, we'll be talking about a very important topic. Guess the topic. Don't go and check the, don't go and check the bio. It's forgiveness. Forgiving yourself and others. I know we've spoken about unforgiveness on this podcast. I just feel that we need to emphasize it more as a whole topic on his own. God, in his infinite mercy, right? He gave his son to die for our sins, that we might obtain mercy. He forgave us of everything, like all of our sins. He made his son sin for us, that we might be the righteousness of God in him. Can see how much, like, how benevolent God is. So if our Heavenly Father, whom we offend, we do things that do not please him, the things that he has instructed us not to do, we do them, how much more we, humans? One thing that has made us obtain that forgiveness is because of God's love for us. And he expects us to express, to extend that love and to forgive. And the fact remains that if you do not forgive others, you won't obtain forgiveness. Where did I get it from, right? Let's go to Matthew 6, verse 12. It says that, and forgive us. I'm reading from NIV. I'm going to read from a message to also understand deeper writing. And forgive us our debts as we also forgive, as we also have forgiven our debtors. Then verse 14 to 15 says that, for if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your Heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. Plain English. That's why I didn't read KJV for us. Right? So this is the Message translation. I'll read the Message translation now. It says that, keep us forgiven with you and forgiving others. Keep us forgiven with you. Wow, wow, this is powerful. Keep us forgiven with you and forgiving others. So verse 14 to 15 says, in prayer, there is a connection between what God does and what you do. You can't get forgiveness from God, for instance, without also forgiving others. If you refuse to do your part, you cut yourself off from God's path. Plain and simple English. If you don't forgive others, you won't obtain forgiveness. You have to extend that love to other people. I know, that person abused you. I know that we are getting sensitive here. That person made you who you never want to be. That person ruined your life in quotes. That person stole from you. That person hurt you in whatever way deeply. Because you need to let go. Forgive. That you might be forgiven. See, when you keep holding grudges and you hold firm to them, you become burdened. Your heart becomes heavy. You lose your sleep. You lose your peace. And why would you lose your sleep for somebody that is not relevant to your life? That person is not relevant to your life. You need to forgive. Let go. Let go. Release the person from the bottom of your heart. I thought of something that if I'm just going to say this again for those that have not listened to the episode 2 of this podcast, and if you have not, please do well to listen. This person has offended you. Go back to the Father, God. This person has offended me. He has done is that. I am deeply bought. That deeply old would help me to forgive this person. Because if you feel that you can forgive somebody on your own and you're joking, especially if this person has deeply hurt you, or you think that you can forgive yourself on your own, then you're joking. No, I've also shared that because I made certain mistakes, I hated myself and I couldn't forgive myself for making those mistakes. I needed to come to the Father to tell him that I need to love myself. I need to love myself so that I can express that love, extend the love of the Father to every other person. You need to be free, so you need to forgive. I shared the story of a lady in a movie where she was so adamant. She became bitter and she felt that she's not going to forgive and she's going to ensure that that man rot in jail. No matter what, everybody was begging her, including her mom, and she insisted nothing. And she fell sick. Whereas the people that actually killed her dad had already died. So she was putting herself for what a dead man had done. I know it's not easy. That is why you have God. You have the Holy Spirit. And even after you go to the Father to pray, and you are still feeling that odd, you are feeling that hatred towards the person, go back to God. God is not always tired of us. That's one mistake we make. We feel that, oh, am I sure that me going back to God about this same thing, won't he feel that I am doubting? No, it's not because you're doubting, but because you need to work on your heart. You need him to work on your heart. You need to forgive. You need to forgive. And our forgiveness is a reflection of our experience and understanding of God's forgiveness. Like we read in the Message version, that if we are not forgiving, we are not doing what, we are just separating ourselves from what is expected of us from God. we understand that God didn't care about our sins. Ah, if God cared, nobody is worthy of his forgiveness. Hadi, atwasi babam barie, you killed his son. Ha! You murdered his son, his only son. But it didn't look at that. It did not. If I know that if some of us were God, ah, by him akparel. But he didn't look at that. He didn't look at our sins. He just needed to reconcile us back to himself. If you have the understanding of God's forgiveness, you would learn to forgive people. And understand that as long as you're in Christ Jesus, you know, God is love, so you are born of love. You are a love being. You express love. And that is why prayers like that I be rooted and grounded in love, if not cease from your mouth, that I abound still in love more and more, should not depart from your mouth. That Christ dwells in me. That Christ dwells in my heart by faith. It should not leave your mouth. Because these are scriptures that we should daily pray. Daily pray. Help me to love my neighbor as Christ has instructed. When you understand the love of God, when you understand that you're a love being, and then you will learn to love, then you will learn to forgive, you will learn to love yourself. You can't hold grudges. See, if you feel that, oh, I'm going to repent, ah, and then say bye for me. It's not going to help you. The revenge is of God. I read Romans 12. Revenge is of God. Let God take charge. In fact, the Bible says that the one you express, like you show that I'm forgiving you, you show it to them. You are not holding grudge. It's like they are putting a coal of fire on their head. Guilty conscience, God will mash you. It's for those that have the conscience, they will come and apologize to you. So you need to forgive yourself. I know what you did. You did the things that does not make you happy. Things that you are not proud of, I know that you need to forgive yourself and move on. Move on. There's a greater future God has for you. If you are holding back to the things that you have done, you're not helping yourself. Trust God to help you. See Joseph. Joseph is God, his brother, like blood brother. They might not be on the same mother, but they are from the same father. It's a sign they are going to be killing. Thank God for Reuben. They have sold their brother, their own blood brother. But look at his testament in meat. Says, it takes a man who has allowed God to work on him to make that statement. That God has sent me ahead of you to help you through this famine, wow. It takes a man who has allowed God to work on him to make such statements. He suffered. He suffered. He suffered. Suffered separation from his family, from his father, from his brother. A boy that was a prince in his father's house became a slave. And he was even accused wrongly. But look at where God placed him. Second in command, all over Egypt. It takes a man and has allowed God to work on him. I don't know why I've been repeating this. I just feel that somebody needs to hear this over and over and again. Meaning that you need to allow God to work on your heart and help you to completely forgive. Look at David. Man is chasing you. It's not that, you know, there is a way, like, okay, you are secretly planning to kill him. But no, he's not doing it publicly, like, he wants to kill David and there's nothing anybody can do. He killed the priest of the Lord because he wanted to kill David to show how much he was consumed with anger. What did David say? He had several opportunities to kill Saul, but he did not. He said, no, I will not lay my hands on the anointed of God. Still, he still showed love to his son. He showed love to him because it takes a man who has the love of God, who honors God, who honors the anointing of God to do what David did. Could have killed him. David would have killed him. But no. He honored God in his life. He didn't look at those things that he was doing. And he forgave him. In fact, years after, when he heard that there is a descendant of Jonathan, he brought him, come and sit down at the table. Not considering what the grandfather had done. You could have said that your grandfather decided to kill me, so let me just kill you too. No, he didn't do that. Because he knew that God has uplifted him. God was backing him to be forgiven. Look at what ended Absalom, because he didn't forgive his brother. What his brother did was absolutely wrong. He could have done it the right way. But now, it was now worse on the part of Absalom. Now waited years after. Now planned and said that he should lie, that all the sons of the king, they are going some way. And he now waited to kill your brother. That's not the way it should go. It's just like you are dipping your hand in sin more and more and more. No, that's not what Jesus wants. That's not the person Jesus has called you to be. He has called you to forgive no matter what they've done to you. But Jacob and Esau. Jacob is wise. That man is wise. He's wise. Jacob was a wise man. And thank God that God has also brought on the heart of Esau, so we forgive. But at the same time, he still brought gifts to Esau and said that, way to earn his forgiveness. Another person, lastly, that I would love to talk about is Joyce Meyer. She went through a lot, starting from her father. And her father molested her, abused her, and the mother even watched the father doing that. So all those things combined, and it made her withdraw from every other person. It made her ash, and it made her make bad choices, and she didn't want to forgive. But one thing I read that she said was that because the word of God has transformed her, she needed to let go. She needed to release all those, starting from her father to her mother, everyone that hurt her, including her first husband, she had to forgive. Another way God instructed her to even do that was buying a house for them. And through that, she led them to Christ. How glorious that is. You can imagine that because she forgave, she didn't allow souls to perish because of that. And also because of herself, she needed to just free herself and be home. And I'll just end this by saying a quote from Louis Medes. I hope I said that correctly. He said that when you release the wrongdoer from the wrong, you cut a malignant tumor out of your inner life. You set a prisoner free, but you discover that the real prisoner was yourself. Wow, this is powerful. So as much as you feel that, oh, I'm releasing somebody, but you're actually releasing yourself from the burden of holding on to someone's mistake, someone's misdeed. I hope this episode has helped you, and it will help you change your mind to forgive and forget everyone that has hurt you, to learn to forgive yourself. Please do well to share this podcast to everyone around you, your friend, your family, everyone, your colleague, your boss. Tell them that Healing Streams podcast is here. We are here to help them through the help of the Holy Spirit. And you can also communicate with us if you have any question, if you have anybody that you would want us to pray along with you. You can reach us at emailstreamspodcast23@gmail.com. We are here for you. And you can also follow us on Instagram at healingstreamspodcast. Thank you for listening. Have a nice weekend. Bye.